Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Kuf Ayin Ches. We are up to Sif Dalet, the last line on page 164. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalet, Im ochal pas b'mokom echad. A person ate bread in one place, v'chazar v'ochal b'mokom acher, and then he went back and he ate again in another place. He will only bench in his second location. Like the custom is by travelers, they eat as they are traveling, and they sit down and they bench in the place where they finish eating. So the Mechaber here is making comparison between Shinui Makom. A person starts in one place and he finishes a Suda in another place, he benches in the second place, just like travelers who are eating on the way. When they finish eating, they stop right there, they sit down and they bench. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Mem, the Chazar of the Achal, the Avdu Ladas HaMechaber Le'el B'Sif Aleph Ubeis Osir Le'echol B'Mokom HaSheni Asmach Suda HaRishona. Even though this is the Mechaber speaking, and the Mechaber told us already in the beginning of the Siman that it's usher to eat in the second place relying on your first suda, but rather you have to bench first from your first suda, and then you have to make a new hamotzi on the future suda. So what's the Mechaber discussing over here? That you ate in one house and you continue in another house, you should bench in the second house. According to the Mechaber, you're not allowed to have a shinui makom. It is usher to eat in one house and then continue in the second house. You have to bench after the first house and then make a new bracha by the second house. The gandaita lo mahani mibayis labayis, and according to the Mechaber, and really everyone, even having in mind to continue eating from one house to another house doesn't even help you. So tzaruch lomer dekan mayri shekvar ach ochal. Says the Mishabura, what we're discussing over here in the Mechaber is that you already did it. You shouldn't have done it. According to the Mechaber, you did the wrong thing. Instead of benching before you left the first place and making a new bracha in the second place, you just went from place A to place B. You continue your suda there. You did it already. So once you did it, you will bench in the second location. Because the second place is also your makom, and you bench there. That is lufi the Mechaber. Lufi masha anu naktina and kedas hagol le'el b'sebeiz. According to what we discussed in the Ramah, how we are knowing in Sif Beis, rak l'chadchila ein lakar m'mekomo. This whole din is only l'chadchila, you should not leave from your first place, at shivar p'mekomo, until you bench in your first place. Avol im kvar okar, but if you already uprooted your place, and you moved somewhere else, mutter le'echol kan al smach suda harishona. According to the Ramah, once you did it already, it's 100% fine to continue eating in your second location. V'im hoya daito lazen, if you had this in mind, mahani besudas pas. Then it helps to have it in mind for a suda's pass. Af lakor lechatchila mibayis lebayis kanal. Then it's 100% fine, even lechatchila, to uproot from one house to another house. As we learned, if you had it in mind, according to the Ramah, and it's a suda, then it's 100% fine. There'll be absolutely no problem with shinu makom. And then this case of the Mechaber, lefi our shita of the Ramah, would make sense that you start eating one house, and now you continue with your suda in another house, you're going to bench in the second location. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Mem Aleph, Ela b'mokom hasheni, we said you should only bench in the second place. Dikan hu siyam suda, so this is the completion of your suda, so you bench over there. And the comparison the Mechaber said was, just like holchei drachim, they're eating on the way, wherever they finish eating, they stop there, they sit down, and they bench in their final location. Dehem l'kuli alma mutter lahem lahaloch b'lechol. Holchei drachim, according to everyone, is allowed to travel while they are eating. V'af imein rowan mekomon harishon, even if they can't see anymore their original place. Machmas mercha kaderach, either they're too far from the original place, they can't see it. Oshem avsikin ilanos, or there are trees that are separating them and making it unable for them to see their original place. Mishum dehem lo kavu atzmon lechatchila le'echol b'mokom shebirchu. The reason why travelers are allowed to continue eating, even in a location where they can't see the original place, is because they set themselves up lechatchila to eat on the go. They would not kovea themselves in a very specific place where they made the bracha, and therefore they could eat as they go. V'rak le'echol, rak le'lech v'lechol. Their kvius was that they are going to be going and eating as they go. V'lochein, and therefore, ein nechshavim klal aideza okren mimekomam. Therefore, they would never be considered a shinu makom of uprooting their original place, because they have no original place. Their original place is to be eating on the go. And therefore they bench in their final place. However, if they had das, they had in mind to eat in the place where they made the hamotzi. Vinimluchu, and then they changed their minds. Ligmor suudasan derech alichasam. They decided to eat the suda in the house mitchila. Then they changed their minds in the middle of the suda, and they say, you know what? Let's start traveling. And in the middle of the suda, they pick themselves up and they start traveling. So then the din is calls man sheroen mikomo harishon mutter lahem lechol dechoshev makom echad. Then so long that they can still see their original place, they are allowed to continue eating. It's considered still one place. Avol be'ein roen machmas mercha kaderchom machmas hefsek ilonos. But if they can no longer see their original location, either because they're too far away or because there are trees blocking, choshev shinui makom, that would be considered a shinu makom. And according to the Ramah, if they were eating fruit, they would have to make a new bracha at that point. And when it comes to bread as well, lefi the Ramah that we saw earlier, they should not uproot themselves from the original place without making a bracha before they go. However, if their kavana from the beginning was to eat a little bit in their place, not like we just mentioned, they were planning on eating at home, in the middle of the suda they decided to go, so then it will be considered a shinui makom if you can no longer see your original place. Here the Mishnah Berurah is switching to a case that your original kavana was to start the suda here, and the rest of your suda you're going to eat on the go. So then, mahani, then it will help, that kavana, the af behefsek ilanos, even if you can no longer see your original place because of trees that are separating you. Derak mi bayis le bayis lo mahani daito ba'achilas peros. Because only going from one house to another house, which is a real shinu makam, even according to the Ramah, then it doesn't help to have das when you're eating fruit. So if you're eating fruit and you're going from one house to another house, then das doesn't help, it's a shinu makam. But over here, you're not going from house to house, you're starting off in your house, or you're starting off in one location, not necessarily even in the house, you're starting off outdoors, you start eating there, and then you had in mind originally, you'll eat a little bit and then you can start traveling, that's 100% fine, that's not mi bayis labayis, and that would not be a problem. However, im hischil lecho babayis, unlike the case we just said, that you start outside, and you planned on traveling in the middle of your achilu, which is fine, over here you started eating inside a house, and then v'holach l'derech, and then you started traveling. Hareyu kumo mibayis labayis. That would be considered mibayis labayis, even though you're starting in one house and you're ending off on the road. D'lo mahani daito v'peros. If you were eating fruit, and you had in mind when you made the bracha inside the house, and you started traveling, that will not be good. V'tzarech lachzor l'verech. You have to go back and make another bracha. So again, the Mishabur is saying over here, if you started eating inside a house, even if you had in mind to then travel in the middle, if you are eating peros, that's considered going mibayis labayis, and you'd have to go back and make a new bracha when you go outside your house. Ubipas mahani daito. However, if you were eating a suda of bread, having in mind would help. The aflu inyan lachatchila, again, like we discussed earlier, even lachatchila, if you're eating a bread suda l'fidah ramah, you could plan to go from one house to another, so you could plan to go from your house to traveling as well. But if you were eating fruit and you plan to eat in your house and then to travel weiter, das does not help. That's mibayis labayis, and you're eating fruit. Therefore, you would require a new bracha. If you look in the Shaar Tzion over here, Os Lamed Ches, he writes, Ubechai Odom Mistapik. The Chai Odom has a suffix. Ulai af me eretz laagolo choshev kamo mibayis labayis lo mahani daito beperos. Says the Chai Odom, maybe if you're stam outside, and then you're going into a wagon, like you're going into a car, from outside into a car, maybe the same way we're saying now, from your house to traveling is considered mibayis labayis. Says the Chayodon, maybe from outside your car, into your wagon or your car, is also considered mibayis labayis. In which case, if you were eating fruit, it wouldn't help to have it in mind, and you would require a new bracha. That is the suffix of the Chayodon. The Chavetz Chaim says, V'ein nirek kokach lahachmir bazeh. But it doesn't appear so much that one should be machmir. So the Chavetz Chaim is saying that if you're going from outside the car into the car, that would be okay. And therefore, it takes us to note number 33, a very practical note. V'lochein, based on this Shaar HaTzion where he argues with the suffix of the chayodim, misha hisril lechol berachov, one who started eating outside, v'rotzel hi kones l'rochbo ulahamshich es achilas osham. He wants to go into his rechav, he wants to go into his car to finish eating. Kosav agon ruchayim pinchas Scheinberg she'eno tzarech levarach sheinis. Based on what the Chavos Chaim says over here, you're going from outside into a car, you would not need to make a new bracha. V'chein kosav l'or l'tzion. V'chein l'gabi misha hisril lechol berachvo. So too, someone who started eating in his car, v'nichnas v'yotze lebatim shebaderech, and he's going on some errands, he's going in and out of different houses or different stores. The Or Lezion writes, she'enu chozer mevarach, he doesn't have to go back and make a new bracha. That's all considered traveling and being outside, based on the fact that the Chavos Chaim says that going from outside to a wagon, you don't have to worry about the suffix of the chayodim, and the Lashon HaMishnah is nira ein kol kach achmir bazeh. Therefore, if you're going from outside to a car to outside, we're very lenient, says the Or Lezion, v'chein das agon of Yashiv. When you plan on eating in your car as you're going on some errands, that's not called the kfiyas. The dino kedin holchei drachim, and you have a din of a traveler, ha'ochlim toch kedei halicha, that are eating on their travels. So that is the sheet of many achronim. However, me'idot asal chazunish, shamavarach al machal michutz labayis, one who makes a bracha on food outside the house, tzarech lachzor, ulavarech olav kishenichnas labayis. He has to go back and make a new bracha when he enters the house. The afim who kfar betoch piv kigon sukariyah, like we saw in the last year, the Chazon Ish holds, even if you have candy, a shiri makom with a candy in your mouth, you must take it out and make a new bracha. Tzarech lo tzio ulavarech olav. And they add an interesting explanation from Chaim Kanievsky. Ubir agonu Chaim Kanievsky shehagola hamuskeres b'shar tzion ein lo gag. He says that what the Shaar HaTzion says, going from outside into your wagon is not going to be a problem. That's not talking about a car. That's talking about a wagon that has no roof. Since there is no covering on the wagon, it's not considered a separate location. But if you go into a house, you go into a car, you go into a bus, he says that would be considered shini makom. So you have here a machlokas, if going from outside into a car is okay or not okay based on the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim sounds like it is okay into an agola. The question is, can we compare an agola to a car? Chaim Kanievsky is saying maybe not, because it's open, but the other poskim seem to be saying from this Mishnah Berurah, from the Shaar HaTzion, that it would in fact be okay. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Siv Hei, Yesh Omrim, Sheshivas Haminim Tu'une Bracha La'achareyam B'mekoman. So we've been discussing in this whole siman two categories. Bread, which needs a bracha achrona in its place. The Rama says, therefore, there's no problem ever of shinu makom by a bread suda. And we have the other category, which we discuss as peros and mashkin, which the bracha achrona is bar nefashos, does not need a bracha achrona in its place. And then according to the Rama, it has very serious shinui makom applications. Now he discusses the case in the middle that we discussed along the way a little bit, but here's the sif. Yesh omrim sheshivas haminim, all the seven minim, tuunim bracha l'achareyam b'mikoman, they're like bread, they require a bracha achrona in their place, and therefore there would be no shinui makom problems l'fi the Rama. V'yesh omrim dedavka minei dagon, some say it's not all the shivas haminim, only things that are made out of minei dagon that are mizonos. V'yesh omrim dafka pas levad, and some say only bread. So we have three shitas over here. What's considered needing a bracha achrona in its place, which would mean it's not a problem of shinu makom or feed the Rama? Is it all shivas haminim? Is it only bread products? Or is it somewhere in the middle where it's anything that's made from minei dogon, which would be any mazonos? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Mem Gimel, La'achareyam b'mikoman, the first shita said, all shivas haminim are considered requiring a bracha achrona in their place. Memela, it means, v'im holach misham, if you left that place, tzarech lachzor l'mekamo ulevarech, you have to go back to your original place to make your bracha achrona. K'mol l'gabe pas, just like you have to go back to where you started your bread through the to bench, so too, you have to go back to where you started your zayin minim, you have to go back and make your bracha achrona in that place. Sifkotam emdalit is the second shita, only mine dogon, mipnei chashivusan, because of their importance, shenikr mazon. Mine mizonos are called mazon, and therefore they have more chashivus, mine dogon, and therefore only for those mizonos items you would have to go back to make a bracha achrona in its place. The Rama gave us the last shita that was dafka pas levad, Sivkata memhe kasu achorim lachorim right. Dilachatchila yachmir levarach b'mikomon afilu b'zayiminim. One should be machmir and should always make the bracha achrona on all zayiminim in the place that he ate. V'chein le'inyan shinui makom, and that extends as well to the halacha of shinui makom. Ein tzarech levarach al kol hashiva minim kimo al apas im shinu makomo. So the two things go together. If you're going to be machmir to require to go back to your original place where you ate for the bracha achrona on the zayin minim, that would also mean there's no shinui makom problem when you are in the middle of eating zayin minim, just like when you're eating bread. Based on what the Ramah told us, there's no problem shinui makom by bread. So who I didn't, there will be no shinui makom problem when it comes to all zayin minim lufi these achronim. However, Vidas Agra Bibeuro, the Gra argues in the Bir Agra, the Deo Hem Tsois Hi Ha Ikr Ladina. The Ikr Halacha is like the middle Shita, that is only Mine Dagon. Only when it comes to Mizonos, you have to go back to your original place, the bench, and you will not have Shinui Makom problems. But the other Zayaminim, you're eating grapes, you're eating figs, you're eating dates, all the Zayaminim, Rimon, then you would have to go back. Then you would not have to go back to your original place, and you would have a problem of Shinui Makom. Ulefize, according to this, Peiro shel Shivas Aminim, Domin Lestam Peiros, like we just mentioned, according to the Gra, so all the Zayin Minim will be like any other fruit, the Shayach Bu Shinu Makom Kuyama, then according to everyone, there would be a problem of Shinu Makom by the fruit of the Zayin Minim. Says the Mechaber Vaites Evov, Misha Niskar Besocha Su'uda Shelo Hispalel V'Omar V'Hispalel. A person is in the middle of eating a meal, and he remembers that he didn't daven yet, so he gets up to daven. Even if Sov Zman Tefillah is approaching and he didn't have any time to finish his Suda and then Davin, in which case Shechayev Lahafsik, he's Mechuyev to stop his Suda to Davin, and he's not allowed to eat till he Davins. So he's absolutely required to stop his Suda in the middle to Davin in this case. Im Kol Zeh, Zakta Mechaber, even so, lo have a hefsek, that's not considered a hefsek, it's not a break in the Suda, he will not need a new bracha when he finishes davening. Says the Mishabura Sivkotam and Vav, V'yev shalo lecho, Ratzalomar, it means to say, D'lechore yesh l'damoso l'hav l'anu nevarich. We're going to see a Mirtz Hashem tomorrow, when a person says, hav l'anu nevarich, let us bench, that's already considered a hesek hadas. The leman de omer de ain rashai lechol. According to the sheet that says that you can't eat anymore, tzaruch levarach kashachozer lechol. When he goes back to eat, he has to make a new bracha. So one might think that when one is required to stop his suda to daven, that's considered a hesek hadas, like havlanu levarach, and you have to make a new bracha. Avo beemes lo dami. But zaktem shabur, the mechaber is saying you don't have to make a new bracha because it's not really similar to havlanu levarach. Why is that? When you say let's bench, that is taking your mind off of achila. It's not mishtapping your suda. Which is not the case over here. Just because you had to stop your suda to daven doesn't mean that your mind went off your suda. If you look at note 35, he's masbir. The afshe b'shas hatfila atzma tzorach odom lasiyah daitu mikol shar isukov. Even when a person davens, he must take his mind off all his other inyanim. The imkein eino yochel lachshov al achila klal. So you can't be thinking about your suda and your eating while you're davening. But Rav Moshe Feinstein explains shemikol makom ein zener shav kesach hadas. That's not called the hesach hadas. Kevin shahoyah b'daitu lahamshich lechol achar hatfila. Since your plan was that afterwards you're going to go back and eat. When you say Havlon and Nevarach, you're stopping your Suda, so that's Hesach Hadas, requires a new bracha if you want to eat afterwards. But some that you're required to daven, because so smart Tefillah is coming, that's not a Hesach Hadas, you're planning all along, because after you daven, you're going to go back to eat, so you would not need a new bracha. Sivkotan mem zayin lo havi hefsik, this is not called a hefsik. Memela, l'da'as ha-mechaber b'sif aleph, hu dafka k'shem mispalel b'beso. According to the mechaber that says there is a problem of shinu u'mokum during a Suda that would require a new bracha, this din is only true if you're davening in your house, so there's no shinui makom. Avlim holich lebeis haknesses have a hefsek. But if you're going to shul and you're coming back, so even if it's not a hefsek hadas, it's a shinui makom. So avadi ninu bracha according to the mechaber. Achein, however, lefi masha anu naktinan, according to what we hold, kedas hagod b'sif beis, like the Ramon said, beis lo have a hefsek. It's not a hefsek afke shoch lebeis haknesses. If you're in a bread suda and you go to shul in the middle, according to the Ramon, that's not a problem of shinui makom. V'rakim lo hisichu daita milecho, as long as your mind did not go off of your achila. Kosav Magen Avram, da'af da'hamotzi ein tzarech levarach machmas hefsek atfila. Even though it's true, lefi the mechaber daven at home, lefi the Rama, even if you went to shul, you would not need a new bracha of hamotzi because of your davening. Avon etilas yodayim tzarech, but you would need to wash your hands again to continue eating. Deshemelo shomer yodav, maybe you didn't wash your hands properly. Many Yachonim argue on the Magen Avraham, and they write, to Svir Lu, they hold, the Af Netilas Yadoyim Eino Tzarech, you don't even need a new Netilas Yadoyim. The Be'ez HaTfila Bevadai Shomer Yodam Milotanfam. Because while you're davening, of course, you're being careful to make sure your hands don't get dirty. You're not allowed to get your hands dirty while you're davening either. But in this case, the Afka Misfal Beveso. If you want to be sure your hands are fine to continue eating without Netilas Yadoyim, it has to be that you ate in the you davened in the house, because you have your suda, and now you're davening, and you're careful about your hands during davening, go right back to your suda, you wouldn't have to wash your hands. Avalim holach abeis ha-kneses, v'spal al-shom, but if you follow like the Ramah, that you can go to the shul, it's not a considered a shingim welcome, but come back, then not only did you daven, you also traveled, k'shechazar tzarech lito yodav v'bli bracha, then you have to rewash your hands out of bracha, because the ma'isa, even though during davening you're careful about your hands, but in the traveling you weren't necessarily careful, and you would need a new tefillah sedayim. However, if you look at note number 36, Rav Scheinberg writes that the reason is sheyesh lachu shemelo shomer es yada behilucho b'chazaraso. Like we just said, maybe b'halichasu b'chazaraso, on your way to shul, on your way back, you weren't careful with your hands. Ach ben Torah hayodeh lishmur es yadav v'som lev lakach. A ben Torah who knows he has to watch over his hands. He's in the middle of a suda and he's paying attention to this. Eino tzarach lachsav lito yadav. Sakhar Scheinberg, he would not have to go back and wash his hands. So the Mishabur is saying a regular person, even though during the davening he's careful, Blamaisa, in his travels there and back, he might have to be careful, so he'd have to wash his hands before he eats again. Without the bracha, Scheinberg says the Ben Torah would not have to wash again. One more Sif Zayin. Odom sheyoshen b'soch se'udaso shnas arai lo havi hefsek. A person who takes a nap, a shnas arai, a temporary sleep, a nap during his suda, that's not considered a hefsek. He would not need a new bracha. The Rama says, "V'chein im hefsek b'shar divrei rishus." So too, if you pause in the middle of your suda for any other optional activity, kegon shehutzur chunakav, if you have to go to the beis hakiseh, v'kayotzev that, or something similar, that's not considered a hefsek. That would not require a new bracha on the achila. Says the Mishabura, "If katan memches shnas arai." Even if the shnas arai, this little nap extended to up to an hour, since it was an ones that you slept for so long, lo mikri hefsek, that's not called a hefsek. The ein tzarach levarach hamotzi, you would not have to make a new hamotzi. Aval netilas sadayin boyu b'li bracha. However, if you did sleep for a nice amount of time, you would have to wash your hands again, but you would wash your hands without a bracha, and again, you would not make a hamotzi. V'im yoshin al mitaso shnas keva. But if your mamish take a nap during your suda, you go into your bed, and you take a real sleep during your suda, have a hefsek, that would be a hefsek. The zeus siluk v'hesek l'asir yakol, according to everyone, that is a removal from your suda, your mind is off it totally, you went to take a sleep, a real nap, then you avada would have to make a new bracha when you wake up. That might be nogea on Purim, or maybe for some people during a Shabbos suda, they go into their beds, they would be aware that they need a new bracha when they come back to finish a suda. And finally, said Kotan Mentes, the example of the Dvar HaRashus that would have the same thing, that would not require a new bracha rishona, as a person who is going to the Beis HaKisei, that he does not need a new hamotzi, unetilas yadayim tzarech. However, a washing of the hands he would require, kemavur besimikus hamadal ayin sham, we discussed over there, if you need a new bracha or not, right? The Chazanur said, either way you go, you're okay. The Mishabura seemed to come out, that for Katanim, you would not make a bracha, for Gedolim, you would make a bracha, but the Chazanur said, either way you're okay. That concludes Simen Kufayin Ches, and Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin the new Simen Kufayin Tes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.